The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. Roland and Martin laughing. You probably have to be my age to even remember it at all. It was the first TV show that made any serious political commentary at all. And it was a big hit when it hit the scene in 68. And it faded as the 60s faded. They would do this thing called News from the Future. They would do this newscast, and it would be predictive. And I remember they once did one, 1988. President Ronald Reagan, that was a pretty good guess. Reagan, of course, governor of California then, and already was being discussed as presidential timber. I have before me a headline that feels like it could be news from the future from 1988. If there was an equivalent of Roland and Martin laughing in 1988, I guess it'd be Saturday Night Live. That was, most people see Saturday Night Live as the follow-up to Laugh-In. If in 1988, and I think that was when Saturday Night Live was at one of its darkest moments creatively, if they had had news from the future, they might have had this. Exclusive. Microsoft investors push for Chairman Gates to step down. Microsoft is a fascinating story. It's still making a lot of money. I mean, it's not like they're going broke. Bill Gates reclaimed the mantle of richest man in America, and I think the world. Did he take the world this time? I know for sure America. He's worth over $70 billion. Much of that is because the stock market rebounded, and he owns a lot of stock. By the way, quick digression on this. That Bill Gates got so much richer in the last couple of years shows how President Barack Obama's policies have benefited the rich and hurt the poor. These easy money policies help those who already have the most. It hasn't pushed the economy the way they thought it would. All it has done is pushed the stock market up, 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 up. Who has most of those assets? Not all, but most. People of great wealth like Bill Gates. Those who own the most stock have benefited the most, and that is directly from the Fed policies and the policies of President Obama. You could argue George Bush never did anything as much to help the rich and hurt the poor as President Obama has. When you talk about the growing gap, it's true, and it's grown exponentially under President Obama. All right, as I said, quick digression. Three of the top 20 investors in Microsoft Corp are lobbying the board to press for Bill Gates to step down as chairman of the software company he co-founded 38 years ago, according to people familiar with the matter. While Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has been under pressure for years to improve the company's performance and share price, this appears to be the first time that major shareholders are taking aim at Gates, who remains one of the most respected and influential figures in technology. Here's what's interesting about this. Ballmer has been criticized for just trying to protect the eggs already in the basket and not raising new chickens. What I mean by that is protect those stalwarts that make them a lot of money, their business-based platforms, their software that's out there, and not innovate. And innovate into wireless handheld devices, which is obviously the future, at least the immediate future. Who knows in 20 years? In 20 years, the story could be about Apple again. Maybe in 10. Who knows how these things come and go? But it was nearly 30 years ago that Jobs was forced out at Apple. He came back, resurrected the company, which was failing without him. And that's when Microsoft was able to pass by, but they never really innovated all that much. They came up with platforms. I mean, look, we're at Windows whatever now. They just keep tweaking that which keeps making them money. But most of that was blamed on Ballmer. I never saw that really put at the feet of Gates other than, you know, Gates continued to support Ballmer. I don't see them getting into the innovation game and winning because that was never them. MS-DOS, Bill Gates didn't even design MS-DOS. He bought it. Now, he took the product he bought and did some things with it, but he didn't even innovate that operating system. I'm not calling him, a lot of people think he's a fraud, and I'm not going to say that. But Gates has always succeeded more by being a savvy businessman. What did he do right that Jobs did wrong? Everybody knows this. He didn't get into the hardware. He got into the licensing. IBM, Dell, they could build all the boxes. He just wanted Microsoft software inside. He was on the cutting edge, realizing software is what computers really are, not the hardware box. Just like the TV you watch isn't nearly as important as the programs you watch on it. That's what he understood. That's failing him now. And that major investors, shareholders are calling for his head is interesting. What that means is as long as Bill Gates is there, they don't think that the company can become innovative. Everybody's wondering if Apple will continue to be the innovation machine that it's been with Jobs gone. So far, it has proven that it can. Now, it has kind of fallen into the new version of things. You have the iPhone, iPad, iPod. You know, that next big thing you haven't seen from them yet other than just the latest iteration. I don't know. Going to be very fascinating to see. Speaking of fascinating, holy cow. There's an ad running through much of Wisconsin television. It is paid for by Wisconsin Manufacturers Commerce. It is an ad touting the economic achievements in Wisconsin under Governor Scott Walker. It's the one that the countdown and then the launch. I'm guessing if you watch television anywhere in Wisconsin, the only markets I can't speak for are Eau Claire and La Crosse. I know Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay have been airing this. I'm going to assume Wausau has as well. It's an ad by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce touting the achievements of Governor Scott Walker in improving the state's economy. Here, in case you haven't heard it, here's what it sounds like.
Wisconsin ranks fifth in the nation in new manufacturing jobs.
Four.
Ahead of four competing Midwestern states in average weekly wages.
Three.
Third in the nation for three-month job growth.
Two.
Second among all U.S. states for potential economic growth over the next 6 months.
One.
And Wisconsin ranked number one for growth among all Midwestern states, exceeding the national growth rate for economic success. Thank you, Governor Walker. Because of your policies, we have lift off.
Now, in fact, it mentions that Wisconsin is ranked number two in the nation in economic growth outlook. In the latest, guess what? They're number one. Remember earlier this year, they were ranked 49th. And the media made a big deal about that. Then the media decided that the Philadelphia Federal Reserve's rankings really were kind of iffy, so we're not going to report on that anymore. As Wisconsin steadily and not even slowly climbed to the top. So how freaked out are the left over this news and this ad which touts the direction, the improved direction Wisconsin is taking? Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, has sent this letter to station managers of TV stations running that ad. He sent this on Monday. Listen to this. Dear station manager, I am Mike Tate, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. They're quivering with fear. That's me. As one of the stations that has aired an advertisement paid for and produced by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce in support of Scott Walker, this letter is to inform you of our belief that this ad violates the law. The law. The law, Jason. And we ask that, in keeping with your station's high ethical standards, you stop airing it. Based on a recent clarification from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, it has become apparent that the WMC advertisements contain false, misleading, and deceptive statements regarding Scott Walker's record on job creation in Wisconsin. See attached news article from the Capital Times. Okay, what they're talking about is, well, when you made a big deal about it, it was number 49, yeah, you know, these rankings aren't all that accurate. In addition to other distortions, the ad falsely claimed that under Scott Walker, Wisconsin ranks second in the nation in economic growth. The statement is factually inaccurate and is an outrageous lie used for the sole purpose of boosting Scott Walker's falling poll numbers in the face of increasing public awareness of his incredibly poor track record on job creation. Well, if the public knows the truth, why does the little ad scare you so much? There's no evidence included in the ad that backs up this false claim. In fact, the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia has stated that their coincident and leading indices are not intended to serve as a comparison between the states. Thus, the above-referenced statement in the ad is beyond any kind of misrepresentation. It is a deliberate and unsubstantiated lie. This correspondence puts your station on notice that the ads you are airing or may air are false, misleading, and deceptive. Any airing or further airing of these false, misleading, and deceptive ads by your station could make your station liable for damages. Thus, your station may freely refuse this advertisement. Because your station has this freedom, and because it is not a use of your facilities by a clearly identified candidate, your station is responsible for the false charges made by this sponsor. Charges? What the hell charges are made? Charges? Sounded like Coach there for a moment. Playoffs? Charges? Do you know what that means? In Mike Tate's world, it's an allegation to say things are improving in Wisconsin. Charges. As a licensee, you have an overriding duty to protect the public from false, misleading, blah, 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 blah. So how much crapola is this really? I will tell you in 5 minutes. Boy, are they afraid. Boy, are they afraid. It's 9:18.
Jerry Bader Show.